We're in a very, very unsettled period. But for some years now, I have been watching the trend of more and more people working for themselves, some by choice, many by accident, and looking at the kind of the rise of the micro-business. It was anecdotal at the time, but now actually the academics have started to catch up and there's some fascinating data about the number of people working for themselves, the value to the economy and the importance to the economy. It's a section that is actually often dismissed by quite a lot of people as lifestyle businesses, but it's not. It's worth into the billions. And most of the businesses in Britain are micro-businesses.
Just let's look at some of the words we're using here. First of all, what do we mean when we say co-working or home working? Is there a difference between the two?
Well, there's a big difference. I mean, home working is you work on your own in your home, and that might be a room with the rest of the family, or it might be a little space that you've set up. Co-working is basically where you move out of that environment into your own little space, but there's lots of other like-minded people round about you. A can-do space, which is our title for what we're talking about, is something quite special because it's not office space. It's space where you can take your own place for a week, a month, a year, but you're with other folk and there's a community payback and there's a sense of community as well. So it's not a chicken coop office space. It's very much peace and quiet when you want it, companionship when you need it.
Now, there are certain areas in the country that are setting these up. Are they the front runners, the people piloting this whole idea, or has it actually been around for a while, but we need more put into generating a larger amount of these?
There's some very good examples. There's a melting pot in Edinburgh in Scotland. There are other places. Some people sometimes think of these things as Box Park down in London, but that's not really what we're talking about, or creative hubs or incubator hubs for specific sectors. Britain is pretty well behind the curve in all of this. This is quite a big phenomenon. We counted at least 24 of these kind of co-working spaces in Madrid alone. There are isolated examples that we're trying to pull together in Britain. There's a lot happening in America, a lot happening in Canada and across the world. We wanted to put this event on just to show the importance of the home-based business and the co-working business to the economy.
So what are we going to find out at this event? Joe, we're going to be speaking to some people, aren't we?
I think the most interesting thing is the reason we wanted to put this on is because there's still a tendency to think of and talk in terms of employment. There's still a tendency to talk in terms of high growth businesses. But actually, the suggestion that's coming from the Bank of England is we're going to have a flatter economy with more people doing things for themselves. And we want to get that in front of policymakers and economic development specialists and actually say, this is the new reality out there. Now, that has a massive impact for your local area. If you've got more people working from home, more people working in co-working spaces, that changes how we use our space dramatically.
And what happens if we don't get hold of this right now?
If we don't start grasping this and move on it fast, you have basically an acceleration to the economic meltdown, where everybody's looking for great, for the silver bullet. There is no silver bullet. But what we do know is there's a whole load of things that are actually happening. And we cannot carry on looking to the 1950s for our economic thinking.
One of the phrases you've picked on to emphasise this is something from your own background, many a mickle, max a muckle.
Quite a funny, many a mickle, max a muckle, in other words, to translate for our non-Scottish audience, is that, look after the pennies and the pound will look after themselves. We started with our can-do places groups just totalling up the potential. 10 businesses turning over 50,000 a year in Crieff is a £500,000 business. That goes round 4 times in the local economy, it's worth £2 million to a small town like Crieff. this is really important, this is really exciting. So we're really pushing that message across to policymakers, MSPs, MPs, and anybody that will listen, that many a mickle makes a muckle, and if you want a bouncing economy, start thinking along those terms.
I suppose it also has an impact on environment as well, because if those people aren't travelling along a road to a bigger city, they are using less carbon as well.
Well, this is why the event is so important, because it's not just for economic policymakers, it's also for landscape architects, it's for planners, it's for urbanists, because we're going to use our spaces and places in a totally different way, and also a much more sustainable and environmentally friendly way. You're looking at breathing life into old redundant buildings, which is fantastic, and that creates the footfall, and it is footfall because there's more people toing and froing as opposed to driving. So I don't know, it's quite a revolutionary concept.
So who do you want to speak to get these ideas across? Policy makers, politicians?
Everybody. You know, one of the nicest things of the lot, as we've been doing the can-do spaces and can-do places, is that as people hear the story, they self-select and they go, this is very exciting. Can we be part of this? And how can we learn more? Who can we speak to? Our role is to put people in touch with each other so that, you know, peer group support really helps. So we are... We're completely open to as many people hearing and coming up at this event as we possibly can.